The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Are you looking forward to Jesus saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant," someday? Or is it selfish to want to hear this or to want rewards from Him? That is what we're going to talk about today on Grace in Focus, and we're delighted to have you with us, friend. Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Our office is in North Texas. And our website to find out more about us is faithalone.org. There you will find information about our subscription-free magazine, our online seminary and a free MDiv degree, and our conference ministry, faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Ken Yates and Catherine Wright.
Catherine, you were asked at one of your women's ministry that you do a question by Susan, and it is a question that we get pretty regularly. We thought we might look at some verses that we've never, or at least I don't think we've looked at in answering this question. And the question is,
the issue was on the doctrine of rewards. So our ministry, Grace Evangelical Society, we really emphasize the doctrine of rewards, which is, in our opinion, sadly underrepresented in the church today. It's really not discussed, even though it is a major piece of doctrine in the New Testament.
And that's not just an opinion. That's a fact.
That is a fact.
It's a fact, Jack.
Yeah, it's all over that believers will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, church age believers, and give an account for what they've done in order to see their rewards in the kingdom. And so the idea that we're not all going to be equal in the kingdom is pretty clear according to the scriptures, that the Lord is going to be just and He's a fair judge, and those who served Him faithfully will receive payment for that. And those who didn't, while they'll still be in the kingdom, they're not going to be rewarded with those things. But what's interesting is that when you teach that, you will often get a little bit of pushback.
You'll get a lot of pushback.
You'll get a lot of pushback for a lot of reasons, but one...
And one of the reasons is people's never been taught
this.
That's right. They've never thought through this. But when they do, the typical problem they have with it is what your friend said.
Which is, it's selfish.
I think that's probably the number one argument against rewards is that right there.
Right, that I just serve the Lord because I love Him. It's out of gratitude and joy, and I don't want to be rewarded. You'll even hear that. I don't want to be rewarded. I just want to get in, and I just want a little cabin in the corner, you know, something like that.
Really, we can boil this down to a very simple principle, and it is this, to reword it. Is it sinful or is it wrong?
Selfish.
Selfish to look out for your best interest.
Your spiritual health, if you will.
Yes. You want to be spiritually healthy or spiritually mature.
Right.
Is that selfish?
Is it selfish to want to be wise?
Right.
To be honoring to the Lord in your life?
Right. Because that's really, when you get down to the very basics, that's what we're saying. Because when we're talking about being rewarded, what we're saying is we want the Lord to be pleased with us. And He's going to reward those who are like Him. Mm-hmm. We want to be like Christ. We want to hear Him say, "Well done." We want to be close to Him in His kingdom. Is that selfish? And I think when we look at it from that angle, we'd have to say, well, no, that's not selfish. We do all kinds of things for what is good for us. Mm-hmm. And we don't consider them selfish. In Sunday school, in church, we were looking at the parable of Luke 6 at the end of the Sermon on the Plain, where Jesus says, build your house upon the rock. Mm-hmm. Why? So that the house that you built will remain. And this is talking about rewards. Mm-hmm. Or when he starts a sermon saying, blessed are you if these things are true of you, for your reward in heaven will be great. Okay, so as I read the words of the Lord there, is it selfish to say, well, His words are the foundation that I want to build my life upon, because such a life is going to be one that goes on to eternity. The works will go on to eternity. Mm-hmm. Is that selfish?
Or another way, you know, another concept that we see in the scriptures is the idea of being fruitful. I don't want to be barren. I want to be fruitful, spiritually speaking. I want to have works that are fruitful and that abound.
Yeah, like even, I think even the people who complain or argue against rewards in the world to come, I think probably all of them would say, yeah, but spiritual rewards in this life are good, like the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Okay, if I want to see the fruit of the Spirit in my life, is that being selfish? Mm-hmm. You know, in other words, to be rewarded here and now.
Right.
And you gave a good example as we were talking about this of a modern day, very popular singer.
Yeah.
And I think this would be good in the discussion.
Yeah, I think as I look at our culture right now, too, there seems to be this mindset of taking care of yourself, wanting to better yourself is sometimes perceived as selfish. For example, there's a really famous singer, Adele. She's a British singer. And a few years ago, she lost quite a bit of weight. She, you know,
because it was unhealthy.
Yeah, she was unhealthy and she wasn't feeling, you know, great. And for most of her life, she'd been pretty overweight. But she lost a significant amount. And then after that, the backlash that she received was unreal. And what was going on is there were a lot of people who liked her because of the way she looked. They felt like she represented them in the music industry. But then when she lost the weight, they saw her as like a traitor even, and that she was selfish. Why couldn't she continue to be an icon for mid-size or, you know, plus size women? And so she was perceived, it was a pretty common thing to hear amongst her fans, was that she was selfish for losing the weight.
Isn't that bizarre?
It's very strange.
I mean, obviously we don't know her other than she's a famous singer, but do you look at someone like that and say, I want to be healthy? And that's seen as being selfish. But that's what we're saying spiritually, right?
Right.
We want to be healthy in this life spiritually. And we certainly want to be healthy at the judgment seat of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And being healthy at the judgment seat of Christ means you're going to be rewarded. Is that selfish? I hope that our listeners would say, well, no, Adele wasn't being selfish for wanting what was best for her, or maybe word it the way you did earlier, what's wise. It's going to be beneficial. He's going to be rewarded.
Did you know that the Grace Evangelical Society offers an MDiv degree through our online seminary, and tuition is free to those who maintain a 3.0 grade average? It is a 3-year degree program, and you could submit your application now to gain acceptance. Then stay apprised of our registration periods for upcoming semester terms. Program and application details can be found at gesseminary.org. Have a look at our MDiv degree. Become an approved workman. Find out how. gesseminary.org.
Well, no, Adele wasn't being selfish for wanting what was best for her, or maybe word it, what's wise. It's going to be beneficial. You also gave an example in the scriptures from Luke chapter 10 that deals with this as well.
Yeah.
And this is what I was talking about at the beginning, that maybe these are some verses that normally aren't used when we argue for this.
Yeah. And this, I should say, we recently did a regional on a regional conference. So our ministry does regionals, and it was on the doctrine of rewards. And one of the sessions that we had was specifically on that. And yeah, there's many answers to this. This is just one, but in Luke 10, we have a very famous account that most, if not all of us, have heard, which is when the Lord is at the house of Mary and Martha, and Mary is at the feet of Christ and she is listening to his teachings, and Martha is in the back, you know,
in the kitchen.
And we all know the story. She gets mad. Martha gets mad. And she fusses and she says to the Lord, you know, that why aren't you telling my sister to come help me? And while the word is not used, I think a way that we could word it is that Martha is saying Mary's being selfish because she's up here with you listening to your teachings and not helping me. And
she's only thinking of herself.
Right. She's only thinking of herself. She is prioritizing you ultimately. She's prioritizing the Lord over helping me. And how dare she?
And you know, this is an interesting example that you give, because I've heard many ladies through the years say, yeah, Martha's got a point.
I know. Many people look at Martha and sympathize with her. And, you know, she says to the Lord, tell her to help me. Literally, she says, tell her to help me. And the Lord rebukes Martha. and says, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take that away from her. She's chosen the wise thing here.
It's interesting. He says she has chosen the good part.
That's right.
She has chosen what was wise. And of course, we would say, obviously, again, because of people siding with Martha here, and it's understandable why they would, under normal circumstances, that may be true. You know, it would be wrong if Joe Schmo came to my house and, you know, I left the work to everyone else. But this is a unique occurrence in this home. The Lord is there.
Right.
The dishes can wait. Yeah. You know, I don't think the Lord would say, yeah, Mary doesn't need to help anything, you
That's
know,
right.
but again, it is a unique circumstance and she has chosen what was best. She's chosen what was good for her, and that is to sit at the feet of the Lord and listen. And that's where Martha should have been as well.
Right.
And that's the point.
And I think that, you know, I'm not really big on application because, you know, our listeners, there's all kinds of lives and there's always the ways that that can be applied. But I think of one example. I had a friend whose son was really athletic, very, very athletic, very talented young man. And he wanted to play professionally, and a lot of the practices were on Sunday mornings. And his parents said, no, he has to be in church on Sunday morning. And they were ridiculed for that. They were ridiculed for that. You know, the coaches, everybody, the school, you know, because it was a big deal for him to be on the team for the school. They all just ridiculed this family for saying, no, you are, you shouldn't be so selfish as to make him go to church. You should let him practice. And I know that's a small example, but I think that there are many ways in which prioritizing the Lord will be perceived as being selfish in our day and age, just like Adele was perceived as being selfish. And so when we come to the doctrine of rewards, it shouldn't be surprising that that is also labeled as selfish. If I could maybe quote Isaiah, they call good evil and evil good.
Yeah, the bottom line in this whole discussion is we do all kinds of things for our own good. And many in the Free Grace community have pointed out, when you believed in Jesus Christ, was that selfish? Mm-hmm. You received the gift of eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
That was for your good.
Right.
What a gift that you received. That wasn't selfish. So why should it be selfish if I say I want him to say well done to me when I see him face to face? So all of our listeners, if they teach rewards, are going to run into this. And maybe this is some extra ammunition you can use. Well, thank you for listening. And until next time, remember, keep grace in focus.
Be our guest and subscribe to our 48-page magazine, 6 issues per year, also called Grace in Focus, by emailing your name and snail mail address to GES@faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that at faithalone.org. On our next episode, Mark 3, what about blasphemy against the Holy Spirit? Please join us for that, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.